Today on the season finale of High Low, presented by Allstate. The whole team heads to Tucson.
Go to see what this puppy can do. About to get pupped up.
The misery machine pushes the limits of nitrous.
We just need a little bit of an edge.
Oh, I'm nervous, Jerry. I'm really nervous.
And we finally put our completed builds head to head on the quarter mile.
Let's make some noise!
We bought two nearly identical Ford Mustang GTs, and we've been modifying them for drag racing.
I could spend whatever I want on my build.
Well, I've had to keep my entire modification budget under $10,000. So far, we've installed
wheels and tires,
suspension,
intakes,
and exhausts.
We installed a bunch of lightweight carbon fiber.
Well, we threw away everything that wasn't necessary for going fast in a straight line.
After that, we installed a supercharger.
And we installed a nitrous kit.
We're going to talk about all the upgrades we made, which ones were worth it, which ones weren't, and some of the mistakes we made along the way.
And of course, we're going to put our two builds head to head.
Get ready to rumble!
That's right. Red Rocket versus Blue Balls.
The misery machine, Joe. It's the misery machine.
Whatever you say, dude. $75,000.
Versus $35,000.
Let's go to Tucson, baby. All right, Nolan, we made it to Tucson, and we said we'd talk about everything we've done this season, so I've got a whiteboard here with everything we've done, how much it cost, and some other stats to go with. So let's tear some tape off and talk about these things.
Let's do it.
First, the cars in their stock. Two 2016 Ford Mustang GTs, $25,000 a piece. We took them to the dyno, and interestingly, we made a little bit more power than you at 447.
That's right.
To your
431. Pretty middling eighth mile times, to be honest. Expected a lot more.
They just felt sluggish, you know, and that was...
It's a big car.
I was pretty let down.
I thought the same. They were a little bit underwhelming, but I knew that it was a really capable platform and I knew what we had in store. So I thought this seemed like a good starting point.
First thing we did was wheels and tires, trying to get these cars to grip up a little bit more. See if maybe we were losing some of that launching speed with grip.
You know what they say.
Oh no.
Never enough lube.
I got Weld wheels and Hoosier slicks. The wheels cost $4,600, the tires $1,325, and then the knuckles and rear brakes that we had to get and install so we could run those almost $5,000 wheels was another $3,500.
Insane. Over on Low Team, we got ourselves a set of $410 wheels and $600 tires just on the rear, so just over $1,000.
About a tenth of what we spent.
Yes.
And the results were pretty similar.
They were. An 8431 at Load Team to a 8382 over on High Team.
The gap grew a little bit, but for $9,000 more, I'm not totally sure it was worth it. I think if it were my money and my car, I would do something closer to what you did.
Next up was suspension.
I did $5,545 worth of damage with a set of lowering springs and shocks from Steeda. They feel great. We haven't had to tweak them too much. And we went up to an 8405. Track temperatures and conditions played a part in the times we were running. We lost time overall. And,
yeah.
I mean, it was triple digits that day.
Yeah. Over on Low Team, we spent just over $1,700 just to get some lowering springs, as well as bracing up the subframe in the rear. We want all that energy to be transferred to the tires, and that's what we spent a majority of our money on, was those braces. We got 8389, which means we edged you out by 16,000ths of a second.
Dang, you sure did. So we didn't see major differences with these, but you know, once they have more power, I think each of these things becomes more valuable.
Yes, absolutely. To make up that power differential a little bit, we bolted on some intake and exhausts.
That's right.
This was a super fun one. Before. And out.
We did a Ford Performance intake and throttle body upgrade, and we did a Corsa exhaust with long tube headers.
Nice.
$3,400 on the exhaust, $750 on the intake, which I think the intake is a very good bargain for what it is. That brought us down to a 7879, and we were making 476 horsepower.
Over on Low Team, we spent $924 on our eBay exhaust kit, and we came in with a time of 7.935, meaning that high team, once again, back in the lead.
Starting to see some power differences at this point.
It was cool. If you go back and look at the title of that episode, it says like $800 exhaust. We had to spend extra money, $300, connecting our eBay headers to our exhaust kit. We included that in the price here now. We had our producers audit everything on our budget here to make sure that this pricing is 100% accurate. So if you're looking at building your own Mustang, you can maybe follow our path here, or you can follow high teams and be on the money here.
Yeah, Nolan took his $10,000 budget very seriously.
I really did.
Yeah.
We went to 472 horsepower.
I'm at 476. You're only four behind me, but you started out 16 behind me. So you had a big jump there.
Big jump.
And while you did have to spend a little bit more money on your S-pipes, it did, I think, get you a big benefit because you got rid of a bottleneck that I still have.
Yeah.
So I think it's hard to argue with your path on that one.
Yeah. How do we get this out?
Just bend it.
It's just going to be broken.
Just get it out of here.
It's gone.
Once we got done with intakes and exhaust, we moved on to weight reduction. We split paths here a little
bit. Yes, we did.
I added a bunch of carbon fiber stuff that cost a blistering $17,742. Carbon fiber hood, fenders, carbon fiber doors, carbon fiber trunk. We did the carbon fiber rear seat delete, new seat, harnesses, harness bar, everything. So much stuff, almost $18,000. And it brought us down up to 7.893 seconds. It was a hot day.
I do want to say it was another scorcher.
Yeah.
Over our low team, we spent $2,295. Again, on the thumbnail, we called it $0 weight reduction, but we did end up buying some stuff like seats, seat cover, harness bar, harnesses, and that sick drag wing on the back.
That's the wing?
Yeah, dude. Check this out.
This is ridiculous. The weight reduction was free, but the stuff he had to put back in was.
Exactly. We were able to shed over 300 pounds off the car.
We were around 200.
I was so stoked. Low car, took the dub again.
Back and forth, back and forth.
It sounds obvious, so like, oh, if you take a bunch of stuff out of your car, it's going to be lighter.
Is this 300 pounds going to make a difference to this massive thing? And it does, yeah.
It really woke the car up.
I wouldn't do most of the carbon fiber stuff, I think. You know, the panels on the Mustang are mostly aluminum. They're pretty light anyway.
In terms of streetability, absolutely a no-go on low team.
Yeah.
The Misery Machine got its name for a reason. That thing sucks to drive to and from the track.
My butt cheeks are beginning to go numb. I need like a pillow under my ass.
But at the track, I'm not really concerned with comfort or aesthetics.
Right.
I'm purely concerned about what the end result is, and we were lighter.
So once we got done shedding some weight, tried to make the cars a little faster via the transmission.
That's right.
I replaced my stall converter for a higher stall speed, and we did a bump box and a trans brake. We spent $365 on the trans brake and box, $1,400 on the torque converter for about $1,800 altogether.
We spent $73 to make our own sort of DIY trans brake. It works okay. It doesn't quite jump off the line at the same rate that high car does, so we are a little bit slower there. There's a huge
difference. Look at that. We're getting a tense.
I really, really envy that torque converter you guys have in there, but we just didn't have the money left in the budget.
It's time for some power.
Whoa, I don't know the power.
Oh, right. I don't know the power either. The dyno day didn't go so well.
No.
High car had some fueling issues.
Damn.
We didn't get any numbers.
No. A day or two after we shot that episode, we got the dyno numbers. I want to see what you guys got.
I spent $10,010 on an all-in-one supercharger kit from Whipple. And that brought us down to a 7.061. And 605 horsepower.
605 horsepower.
Yeah. 605 is nothing to shake a stick
at. No, man. Over on low team, we spent $2,373 making a grand total of 554 horsepower on a 150 shot of nitrous.
Nice.
We still have some headroom. We did buy a $1,500 nitrous kit, but hard lines, brackets, things like that added up to $2,373.
All in all, that's still a quarter of the price, and you got most of the power.
Yep.
And you can
keep almost there. Our ET, just a touch slower than you guys.
And that was the only one good run we got that day because our trans brake, one of the wires melted on the back of the engine, and then it was just staying in third or fifth or whatever it wanted for the entire run.
Something is wrong with high car. Look at that face. Look at that beautiful, sad face.
Now that is remedied, so I'm pretty interested to see how it does here. That said, I think I would still save up my money and go with the supercharger. It's four times as much, but you can make a bunch of power. It's there all the time. And $75 to refill a nitrous bottle. My thinking is that you buy once, you cry once.
I agree.
But nitrous is way easier to install. You reap the same benefits.
I'm really happy with the results.
Yeah.
I love it.
Nitrous is cool, man.
Yeah, nitrous is cool. Now, we did buy those billet oil pump gears that some of you in the comments were talking about. $350. They are present on both cars. Both cars are safe from that. Also, over on Low Car, we bought the skinny front wheels and tires for a total of $760. Probably won't make that big of a difference. It'll look cool.
We spent the same $350 on the oil pump gear fix and then $150 on the exhaust fix that happened yesterday.
So, how much money did we spend overall?
I have an idea.
Yeah?
I bet it's close to $10,000.
We were able to spend $9,723 on Low Car.
Pretty good, dude.
Pretty happy with that.
What do you think I spent?
$49,181, almost $50,000. Oh, on our 2016 Ford Mustang GT.
Crap.
That is irresponsible.
That
brings us to $74,181 for us.
Versus $34,723. For that much money, I think you can beat a lot.
I think you're right.
Of expensive cars.
I think you're right.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your custom build first before challenging someone to a race.
Nice car. What's the retail on one of those?
I spent about
130 G's, man. All right, and worth every single penny. Listen. Like a kitten.
If you say so.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So, check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Hey, Dad, car broke.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Click the link below to learn more.
I didn't even do anything.
All right, so that is everything. This is the blueprint. You can build your own high or low car. There is one more mod on this list that we did not include in the budget, and it's really more of a treat for everyone here. Driver, move that merch van! Oh my god!
Whoa, dude!
This is f***ing sick.
Holy dude.
It looks sweet. And like carbon poking out.
Yeah, carbon exposed. This is nice.
I like it. It's got old school vibes.
Yeah. It looks like a hot rod.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yep.
That's super sick.
Looks whack as
ours looks like we pick up b****es in that thing.
Ours has character, you know?
I love that. Instead of flowers, it's Band-Aid.
That's funny.
I love it, man. I love these things. Very 60s, 70s, like OG dragster door slammer vibe. Just really groovy, baby.
Groovy, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Well, they look like race cars.
They look like race cars.
What do you say we race them?
You're on, dude.
See you at the start line.
All right, well, good afternoon, Tucson Dragway. Glad you made it for Donut Media's Trouble in Tucson, right here at Tucson Dragway.
Judgment Day is upon us. We're here at Tucson Dragway, and the main reason we came here is to find a quarter-mile drag strip. And we figured if we were going to come all the way out here, we might as well have a party. So that's what we did. We're having an event today. People are starting to show up, and we are getting the cars ready. I got High Car warming up behind me. Each driver is going to get one pass, and me and Nolan are going to go last. But since we haven't done a quarter-mile before, we're going to get some test passes in this morning just to get a feel for the cars and for how fast we're moving at the end. I think it's going to be pretty quick. This will definitely be the fastest quarter mile I've ever done. So, you know, there's a little bit of nerves. This is the first time we're going to be doing any of this in front of a crowd. But I think it's going to be fun. I think the cars are in a good place. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, baby! Going to see what this puppy can do. About to get pupped up. We're doing no nitrous this pass. It's just get a feel for running down a quarter mile strip. Should be business as usual.
Oh, that was fun. It just keeps picking up. It never stopped picking up speed. I was like, oh, when is it going to top out? No, it just didn't. Like, we're going to kick low team's ass today.
Adam, get on in there, baby.
All right, first quarter mile pass ever. Pretty exciting. I assume it's like an eighth mile, just a little longer. It doesn't matter if it's just a straight line. That just is still so much primitive fun.
Steph, I hope you're ready.
Ooh-wee, that felt wonderful. I feel fantastic. I felt like that was a hell of a launch.
I love these cars. They have a great takeoff time, and their burnouts are immaculate. I love them.
Oh, they're freaking awesome. They sound like actual monsters.
Oh, baby, no!
Oh, my God, it's 6 fast!
Good girl!
It kind of stopped pulling at the end. Did it shift weird? What was that? Like 3/4 of the way down, it just felt like it didn't really have any more guts.
I heard high carb. Shift sounded a little weird. They were having some transmission issues. Maybe we get a little lucky, huh?
Car feels good. She's healthy. All right, let's get back in the shop, get it cleaned up.
And get ready to whoop high car's ass.
So I want to thank everybody for coming out. Racers, spectators, we're expecting a great crowd tonight. And we'll begin our test and tune session of the afternoon. We have got some awesome stuff for you on tap.
After we got our practice runs in, we opened up the track to everyone who showed up so they could bring out their coolest, fastest rides and see what they could do at the quarter mile.
Oh, yeah. Alcohol-injected Chevy. 1,500-plus horsepower.
Oh, my God.
A couple months ago, we weren't really sure if we wanted to put on our own event. We were thinking, you know, that's a lot of organizing, a lot of work to put on. But I think it was well worth it. We've seen everything from Accords to Saabs. Here we go. Like, this is what I'm talking about. We got a Saab right here versus a fully built Nova. That's awesome. Look at that thing.
Right now, we're doing some testing and or tuning, and there's all sorts of stuff. Right now, we got some of the craziest individuals on the planet motorcycle drag racing. You don't get to mess up. This is scary, and I'm stoked.
Ladies and gentlemen, as the Nitro Moose has rolled up into the water box area, 10,000 horsepower from one single 8-cylinder engine.
Woo! Yeah!
I don't know about y'all, but that was shaking the tower up here.
What the f*** is that?
That's a skateboard.
I'm so glad that we decided to throw an actual event because we have wild things out here. Crazy street cars, but also a skateboard that's going to try to go 100 miles an hour.
Yeah!
It's insane.
Yeah!
Scary as hell, dude.
Scarier than anything I'll ever do.
That's crazy.
It's a quick board. Let's see an ollie.
The cars that people brought out to the track that afternoon were amazing. But what was even more amazing was getting to meet you guys in person. Thousands of you came to show your support, and we could not be more grateful. We had such an incredible time getting to talk and share stories with as many of you as we could, and I know for a fact that it was a day that we here at Donut will never forget.
One more.
Give me one more.
Fire! Two more!
But while we could have spent the entire day hanging out with you all, the time had come for our final showdown.
The time is finally here. This is what this entire season of High-Low has built up to. Now, here are the rules. We're going to do 3 passes. So each of the hosts gets to drive. It's heads-up racing. Reaction time matters. ET, that's out the door. It's whoever crosses the finish line first wins. Now, low team, we have the ability to alter our jets and our nitrous a little bit to make some more power.
We're going
to
go 150, 175, and then 200 with no tune. I think that's the spirit of low car, baby. We're concerned that maybe the fuel solenoid will be stealing a little bit too much fuel from the main fuel rail and that we might go lean and break something, but I don't know, I got a good feeling. So, knock on wood.
We're letting it ride, baby.
That's right.
Feel good. I was getting like a little like butterflies in my tummy and my heart was like beating and I had to go sneak off into the corner and just listen to Soulja Boy, turn my swag on and activate it. I'm gonna do great. I feel good, feel wonderful, and I'm gonna run amazing.
We're good.
Do it. Get lit. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody from the internet and everybody here at Tucson Speedway, my name is Officer Dan, and I am standing with my beautiful friend, David Patterson, aka That Dude in Blue. Let's stand up. Let's get on your feet, guys. Make some noise. Woo! Come on, let me hear you.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. Are you ready?
Hell yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, man. High car sounds spicy, dude.
Let's rip this.
Hey, you visualize, you win.
Visualize it.
You win.
All right, we got Steph in high car and Jeremiah in low car. We got ready to rumble! Oh my goodness gracious!
That ain't baby!
That ain't great! Who do you think won that one?
I didn't even know who won that one!
Holy shit, I beat Jer!
You ran a 10-second pass.
I want to cry right now. I'm such a crybaby. Oh my God. I'm such a crybaby. This stays between us.
Nolan, what happened there, bud?
Not enough nitrous. We're putting bigger jets in. Let's go!
We got two more chances. I think we're worried. We're just warming the car up. We're just getting warmed up, baby.
I feel great about that. We got a 10-8 on the first pass. If that's the fastest pass we run all night, I'll be happy. We got low car by about 6 tenths currently, but that gap's going to close as they up the nitrous. So I think by the time that me and Nolan run, it might come down to reaction time.
I know we had a strategy, right? But just hear me out, right?
Uh-huh.
175 is only 25 more horsepower,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we are a good ways away.
Pretty much.
We're four cars.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And I'm just saying, I would love a fighting chance. And I'm coming to my crew chief and asking for a 200 shot.
Well, I'm also asking to be able to drive this car.
What is the thought? That 200 is going to pop it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's going to lean it out. Because we don't have a tune for it.
They just got to f*** up a little bit. And we just need a little bit of an edge. Think about that. That's the fastest they're going to run. Mm-hmm. She's the lightest. Mm-hmm. That's the best that car's going to run tonight.
It's probably going to go.
Right. Yeah. It might. I mean, if it's a little bit colder and you get some denser air, maybe. But let's go 200.
Let's do it.
Let it rip.
Let it rip.
It's
going to break.
I mean, that's a great idea.
Let's go.
The easy car, easy mode, easy button. All you need is money, apparently. Wow.
Now, don't go getting too cocky there, buddy. They just cranked up the jets another 50 horsepower.
Oh.
Make sure you get that reaction time.
I'll focus on the reaction time.
And then everything will be fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for high and low car.
All right, round two. Sir, what's your strategy this time around?
We put a 200 shot in low car. We came to play, all right? If this thing blows up, well, at least we're gonna give you a good show, everybody! All my low team fans out there, come on, let's get it pumped up! Let's go! Let's do this! Who do you think you are? I am!
Wrong. No. We spent that money because we could, and I'm proud of it. So all my high team fans, give me some noise! Nobody!
That's right!
Nobody! All right, come on, at least make some noise for Justin. He's in high car, and he's about to put down a smoking fast pat.
Let's go!
Thank you.
Uh-oh. Not much of a burnout for low. Being cautious with that, untuned 200 shot.
Traction's off. AC's off.
Nitrous is armed. I just need to not piss up.
Oh, I'm nervous, Jerry. I'm really nervous. I am nervous.
It all come up to this. 200 horsepower.
Oh, there's the nitrous! No! Come on! Come on, come on, come on, come on!
Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh!
Oh, catch
it up! Oh!
Let's go! Let's go!
Oh, my God! Let's go! Let's go!
Woo-hoo! Insane! Wow. It made that much of a difference. 11-0 at 128. High car last time did 129. So... now it's a race.
Ah! Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it.
What do you think happened, Joby?
I don't know. Maybe it shifted again like it did on me this morning.
The age-old problem. I was going so fast and it didn't shift.
Let's make some noise!
I think there was some driver skill issues involved in that. Can you tell me what happened?
Automatics suck when they don't automatic.
What do you think, Jerry?
Oh, man, I'm so pumped right now. This is the best day of my life.
Now, one more to go, and Nolan's about to put the sauce on this bad boy.
Are you saying, sir, that you're putting more in there?
Should I put more nitrous in it?
There's your answer, David.
This is it. Only one more race remains to decide once and for all if more expensive really does mean more better. But before the final battle, we had one last surprise in store for everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to one of the craziest things we've ever seen here at Donut.
Let's watch some jet cars.
Jesus Christ.
That's a jet car. That's a jet car.
Holy.
Whoa.
Come on,
baby. We're rocking and rolling. Every cop, the tower's moving 4 inches backwards and forwards.
Here we go. It's Dave, Dave.
Terminal velocity left lane. The missile, right side.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
That's f***ing wild!
I said 290.38 miles an hour!
What?!
F***ing gnarly! That was awesome!
They did literally half the time as high car. You have to think about that.
That was so
just imagine, there's a guy just strapped to the front of it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna hope this all goes well. You know?
Did you like the rocket car?
Yeah.
It was sweet, right?
Well, we can't go now. Oh, nitrous. Nolan, it's a 250 shot, will you?
I will. Let's do it. Let's send it. Let's do it.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh my God. I put 250 in it.
We hit him once. Now let's wax her ass.
Woo, 250 shot. She got it. If she doesn't, we went for it, you know?
So basically, I got to have a pretty much perfect run. Because here's the thing. They shaved to 11-1 on that last one, which if they do that again, it's a 10-8.
Yeah.
So they either need to explode or I need to figure out how to be faster than Steph was, which I don't think I can really do. So, wish me luck.
What's up?
Are you good, Dolan?
I'm good. I was checking myself. My right hand's a bit more shaky than the left one. Left one's pretty still. Just visualizing. So much of drag racing is mental. It's crazy. You only have one shot. It's been a while since I felt the weight in between rounds like this. So it's like reacclimating myself, trying to remember how I dealt with it. The pressure of, you know, this is it. This is the final round, dude. I think that's what it is. Pressure of the final round of the night.
I think this is the best thing we've ever filmed.
That's cool, man. Yeah, it's been amazing.
I wasn't there for the first high-low, but I mean, you boys were. You guys were just in some shed with some 350Zs. Yeah. And now, look, there's an audience here of like 2,000 or 3,000 people just to watch us.
Yeah, it's really humbling. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Love you, buddy. That was Rip.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. Last battle. It's blue versus red. It's Donut Media versus Donut Media here at Tucson Dragway. This last run determines who will be the champion. Let's see some burnouts, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! All right, I'm gonna do this for my team. I'm gonna do this for my mom. I'm gonna do this for my dad. And everybody else out there watching, baby.
This is it. The moment they've been waiting for. Thousands and thousands of dollars riding on this last race. Let's go!
Go, 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 go!
Woo! Come on, baby! Come on, baby!
Oh! Oh,
yeah! 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 Let's go!
Oh, my goodness, a 10.7 at 131 miles an hour for high car.
Just put me up! Oh, beautiful!
Yes! You did it, car, you did it.
Oh, it did not like the 250. It's too much. Too much for the old girl.
I'm sorry.
No!
I'm sorry, buddy. But you lost. You lost. You lost. Everything came together in the end. But I got to tell you, Low Car did great. For a fraction of the cost, they're neck and neck with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Low Car.
Sir, thoughts, comments, concerns.
10.76 at 131. We got him, baby.
Woo! Dude, good job. Woo! Everybody, round of applause for Low Car!
Woo!
It was a little slower. How did it feel?
Car did not like it. Didn't know what to do, man. Might have been a little much.
What you're telling me is that an untuned stock motor car did not like a 250 shot of nitrous.
It did not. It did not like it, but I think it survived it, which is good enough, right?
I think Nolan and everybody at Donut did an amazing job being ambassadors for the sport of drag racing and bringing people to the track, because tracks are shutting down everywhere, and you guys did an amazing job getting people to come out tonight.
Yeah, can I ask, how many of you, this is your first time out at a drag strip?
Oh my God!
What? Yeah!
Like I said, look at that. Okay. Look at that.
That's amazing. Hey, Joby, got me. Come here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's give these guys one last round of applause for the season finale of High Low!
Come on, yeah! Yeah!
Well, Joby.
Yeah.
Last time this season, it's time to answer the question: does more expensive mean more better?
I think it does.
I think so too.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed it, learned a thing or two about drag racing, and if you did, well, then we did our job.
It's been an honor and privilege, Nolan.
Sure has, Joby.
Today went great.